I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Taliban has accused Pakistan of conducting airstrikes against Afghan cities. Pakistan denied the charges. The unrest in Afghanistan has led to many husbands dying. The families left behind struggle to survive. PrayerCast recently spoke to Deborah, an Afghan woman. For security reasons, her voice has been altered.
Life is hard for each one of these women. One woman's husband is actually still alive, but he has become an extremist. And she has to hide from him because he wants to take the kids away and threaten to harm her. A 19-year-old orphan called me recently to mourn the anniversary of her father's death.
Deborah shares the love of Jesus with as many people as she can. Please ask God to provide for orphans and widows across Afghanistan, especially as food prices rise. An internal conflict between government and rebel forces has seen thousands die in Ethiopia, with more than a million people displaced. The Word of God brings hope into uncertainty and despair, and that's why World Missionary Press is preparing a container full of scripture booklets for Ethiopia. Shipping coordinator Helen Williams.
It will be a 40-footer with 2 million pieces in it, and they are ready and waiting for it.
Ethiopia, home to 117 million people, is a heavily Islamic region with many unreached people groups. The need may sound daunting, but God fed thousands with a few loaves and fish. Just think of all the spiritual hunger he can fill with a few scripture booklets. In a similar way, the matching grant multiplies every gift and will connect you at missionnews.org.
We appreciate every donation. We do not despise the small things, you know, because little is much when God is in it.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.